When were the shops built here?
When this estate was built. Then during the war, one was an RAP place. They had that for, you know, for the home, the night watch and one thing and another there. Because they were empty for quite... The two was let early, the sweet shop, because it just... Because that used to be two shops at both sides.
Yes, that's right.
Well, one, the sweet shop was there. They opened
which
with
was,
the estate.
Which side was that?
Archer, we right, still yeah. call it Archers.
Yeah, I do too, yeah.
Yeah. The other side was Bird's, the great general grocers. But the other one, that was empty for quite a while. Both of them, those were empty because they couldn't let them. See, as the war came up, people wouldn't take shops. There's two shops each side there was. But then a butcher's had it, fishmonger's had it. This side, well, they've made it into a house now, I think. Yeah. And the other. Well, that was a fishmonger's. And then it was a butcher's.
Right.
The last one was a greengrocer's, I think. Right. But then on the other side, there was the sweet shop. But then it opened as a greengrocer's next door, you know, after they that, when they first took it. And then it didn't pay. They tried it for a while, but then it stood empty for a while. And now it's been made into one shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they couldn't let them with the war coming, people wouldn't take anything. It's like the houses, that's why they had to let some of the house. Well, one of the Janes's bought some of them, you see, and let them out. But I suppose they couldn't get a mortgage when the war came, you know.
They've got the shops here, but did you have people delivering as well?
Oh, yes. There would be Shepherd's the Bakers down London Road, Old London Road. He used to bring the bread. There was the bread, there was the greengrocer who used to come round, of course the milkman, they always did.
Which dairy did you use?
Co-op.
Co-op dairy.
Yeah. And then there was Muir's. I think that was the name of him that had the
Julian's Farm is Muir's.
Yeah, well he used to come round.
Oh, he used to come
round. Yeah. And then, the ordinary grocers, Home and Colonial and all them, used to deliver.
Did they?
Yeah, you went in and put your order in and they delivered.
Mm.
But the van used to come round the greengrocer's van, the fish,
yeah.
And there used to be the fish, there used to be the greengrocer. And I tell you what, my mother used to have the hat people from Luton come with boxes of hats.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She used to come round and they used to bring, a man used to come with about three boxes of hats for them to try them on.
Oh,
and
lovely.
Yeah, because St Albans used to make.
I know, yeah.
Because my mum worked in the hat factory in
Did
St
she?
Albans, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I say, yeah, he used to come around with them. And that used to be quite an event because you'd be there, your mum would be trying the hats on, you know.
Yeah.
You needn't have gone out, really, because all the delivery people
used to come around to you, yeah.
Everybody used to go out to the van for the greengrocery. It used to be Pinnocks that used to bring it around and do that. And did they make, well, there used to be up Elmer Cut, there used to be a little butcher's up there,
right.
A big family they'd got, but it was a good butcher's, and my mum used to get her meat from there, or order it from there, and they'd deliver. Everybody used to deliver in those days.
Mm.
Old London Road, there used to be Cayley's down Old London Road. Then at the bottom there were Shepherd's, but up Elmer Cut there was this butcher's and his meat, my mum used to say that was the best meat you could get up there. There was lots of little shops when you think on the way down from the town. And I say now, if you run out of something in the town, even in the town you can't get it, can you? In Watson's Port there used to be a little shop there. You come down Watson's Walk.
You come down from the town.
Yeah. Then there's Vernon Close. And a bit lower down the Vernon Close, on that side, there's a little white, it's a house now, but that used to be a little shop.
Oh, okay.
And at the back of that, there's about four little cottages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in a little courtyard at the back there. Oh. But there used to be that shop there. Oh. And the one by the Hare and Hounds, that was always known as Park Corner. The fish and chip shop was on the side there, and it used to sell wet fish as well. So we used to come from the town and sometimes come down there to go to there to the fish and chip shop.